Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 10th, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with pre-orders for the new yellow iPhones and some incredible deals on them from American carriers. Apple on Friday opened pre-orders for the new yellow iPhone 14 and 14 Plus starting at 8 a.m. Eastern on its own website, as well as on Verizon.com and AT&T.com. If you order quickly, you may get shipping starting as early as March 14th, though ship dates have a tendency to slip based on popularity. The new models are priced the same as the other versions, with the iPhone 14 starting at $799 US and the iPhone 14 Plus starting at $899. That said, some carriers in the US are offering great deals on the new iPhone models that could save some buyers serious money. The best deal might be at AT&T, which will let you get any version of the iPhone 14 or 14 Plus for as little as $0 on a new eligible unlimited plan. The deal is for up to $800 off either model and requires that you also trade in a reasonably recent smartphone in good working condition within 30 days. Verizon, by contrast, is offering the 128GB iPhone 14 model in yellow for as low as $5 a month over the cost of service on its 5G unlimited plans. If you're switching carriers to get this deal, you'll also get a bonus $200 Verizon e-gift card after the second month on the new contract. Best Buy is not offering any discounts on the iPhone 14's price, but is throwing in free AppleCare if you buy one of the new models from one of the major carriers at a Best Buy store and also select the TotalTech Protection Plan. The free AppleCare amounts to a savings of either $219 or $249 across 2 years, depending on whether you are getting the iPhone 14 or 14 Plus. But bear in mind that TotalTech costs $200 per year. In non-banana iPhone news, Apple held its annual shareholders meeting today and basically got everything it wanted, apart from one concession that it had already made back in January, agreeing to an independent audit of the company's labor practices regarding workers' freedom and collective bargaining. 9 shareholder proposals were considered, including some from Apple itself, and as usual, the company recommended that shareholders vote for its own proposals and vote down third-party ones. And that's exactly what happened. Apple asked its stakeholders to reapprove the existing board of directors, retain Ernst & Young as its auditor, approve the executive compensation plan, and to retain an annual review of compensation rather than require a vote for raises or awards given throughout the year. Voted down was a shareholder proposal for an audit on civil rights and non-discrimination policies, which Apple said was unneeded due to its very public emphasis on diversity and equal pay. Some shareholders proposed an annual audit on Apple's relationship with China, but this was voted down as well due to Apple's much-publicized but slow move of some production outside the communist country. Other shareholder proposals that didn't make it tried to impose more specific board communications with stockholders, a move asking for more transparency on any racial or gender pay gaps, and a proposal that shareholders should be able to nominate more than one possible candidate for the board of directors. In other news, the competition regulator for the United Kingdom is giving itself more time to investigate Apple's App Store on the issue of app dominance. The body is looking into allegations that App Store rules are too restrictive to competitors, which may have been prompted by complaints from Epic Games and Spotify over the App Store's fees or rules that prohibit making App Store customers aware of alternative ways to get some products and services. Meanwhile, new labor regulations in the southern Indian state of Karnataka are likely the result of lobbying efforts by Apple and its manufacturing partner Foxconn, asking that two-shift production be allowed at facilities in India, allowing such plants to run 2 12-hour production shifts per day. Previously, Karnataka had a limit of 9 hours per work shift. In addition, the new rules allow for more nighttime work for women who make up the majority of production line workers. The changes align closely with existing regulations in China, making India even more competitive as companies like Apple look to diversify production facilities away from China in light of greater tensions with Taiwan and thus the United States. India's trade minister has said that Apple may increase manufacturing in India from around 6% current to as high as 25% if the country can compete with China in terms of faster production and higher quality control. Finally for today, analyst Ming-Chi Ko is making another long-term prediction. As a reminder, Ko is often quite accurate in his predictions on Apple moves, but he also has a tendency to make predictions very early and then revise or walk them back later until finally his prediction is refined into one that has a much higher chance of being right. Today, Ko reported that a revamped HomePod will be coming out in the first half of next year sporting a 7-inch screen. He believes this new HomePod will act as the center of Apple's smart home strategy, but he does refer to this forecast as a prediction rather than a leak. Ko seems to use the prediction to heavily promote an Android screen-making company called Tianma, who would supposedly make the 7-inch screen, saying that its long-term prospects in Apple's supply chain, quote, look promising, unquote. Apple Insider has rated this story as possible. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 10th, 2023.